Hey guys, it's your girl, Miss Accountress, and welcome to Miss Accountability. It is nice to be here on this cold, snowy day. I'm in the South, and I'm thankful for this cold, and I'm thankful for the snow, because let me tell you, I miss it. But guys, today on Holding Ourselves Accountable with Miss Accountability, I want to talk about that was trending in the news. We're going to talk about Nelly, Rick Ross, and Soulja Boy. There's a lot of people out here right now wanting them to be canceled. And they're so upset. They're so outraged that Nelly, Rick Ross, and Soulja Boy decided to participate in Donald Trump's inauguration. Now, mind you, Snoop Dogg had called people jigaboos, black people mostly, if they performed for Donald Trump when he was first elected in his first 4 years. So now Nelly's backpedaling. He said, show me where Donald Trump is seen being racist. Soulja Boy tell him, he just like, I'm getting to the bag. So people are outraged. And they're calling for the trio to be canceled. But this is my stance on it, guys. I feel like they should not be canceled. And a lot of people disagree with me on this. And let me tell you why I feel like they shouldn't be canceled. I feel like we all owe ourselves the opportunity to spread our wings and to be in rooms that we normally wouldn't be in. Now, doesn't mean that they're selling out. At this point, I would say no, because it's not like they were out here promoting for Trump to be president. I think they kind of have the mindset that I have. I think that they feel like that's still our president. And love him or hate him, he is going to run this country. And out of respect for the White House and for our government and this great country of the United States of America, we're just going to accept it. And I'm with them on that. And let me tell you why I'm with them on that. I'm with them on that because I respect our country. I may not necessarily like the guy in office, but he ran, he got elected, and now the job is his. So now, what do we have to do? We have to respect it. So why call for cancellations of these three men? And then when I checked the comments, a lot of people said, this is why I didn't vote. But sir or madam, if you did not vote, wouldn't you be one of the reasons why Trump is in office? So while you're sitting here trying to have these three men canceled who voted, who took advantage of their right, they went and voted, and you guys didn't vote, and now you're mad. And so now you want to cancel people who had voted, and they're just simply accepting the fact that this man is going to be our president. I'm not going to spend too much time on this topic because there's a lot of things I want to get to. Listen, hold yourselves accountable. I'm tired of seeing people saying your vote don't matter. Why vote? Why do this? I'm tired of the people who don't even vote in their local elections complaining about things going on in the federal level. If you do not vote, if you do not do your due diligence, please shut the heck up. We just going to say, shut up. Shut up. You just want a reason to complain. You just want a reason to complain. And they're black people. We are not a monolith. Gosh, we're not a victim in everything. And everyone knows I love my black people. I stand with my black people. We're not a victim in everything. Lose the victim mentality and stop trying to cancel all of our people. Like Dane, they got to eat. They got to feed their families. People say, well, they're not getting paid for the inauguration. No, but the inauguration brings in sponsors. The inauguration puts them in front of more people. Some people are trying to become a household name and a household brand. And in order to do that, sometimes you gotta just get with the program. And calling them a sellout. How are they sellouts when some of you will snitch on your brother for a double cheeseburger with no fries and a drink? Make it make sense for me. It doesn't make sense. So shut up. That's why I'm saying shut up. Hold yourself accountable. Worry about you and your moment. I know people are like, oh my goodness, you're so rough. Listen, in order for us to grow individually, we have to look at our issues. Why didn't you go and vote if you had a problem with who was going to be running for president or who was going to be running for your local primaries or your local, not your local primaries, but your local elections? Why didn't you vote? We should think about who trained us to have the mindset of our vote doesn't count. We have to look deeper than that. And why are you so okay with not taking politics serious? It's important for you to know what's going on in your city and your state and your government. I'm so sick of people who don't even know the dang on branches of the government complaining. If you would have educated yourself, if you would have said, listen, I don't want to just hear this point of view. I want to hear all points of view. And if y'all would have took and heard all points of view and said, you know what? Now that I have educated myself on this subject, I'm ready to vote. That's on you. Your education is your responsibility. No one else's, unless you're a minor child. No one else's. You should know what's going on in your city. You should know what's going on in your state. And that is an important thing to know. So I'm going to say this. I support Nelly. I support Rick Ross. I support Soulja. Snoop Dogg does have some apologizing to do. And the reason why I feel like Snoop has some apologizing to do and he does need to hold himself accountable is because Snoop bash people like Michelle Clarsett or something like that. She's a singer, not an actress, but she's a singer. And she got canceled for doing Trump's inauguration when he first got elected. And there were some other artists that was thinking about it. And Snoop made a video. He said, if you decide to do his inauguration, you are a jigaboo. You are a sellout. You are Uncle Tom. Well, Snoop, you decided to do it too. So I think that you owe your colleagues, your rap colleagues, some apologies. I really think that is due. I think you need to hold yourself accountable. You need to say, listen, I felt this particular way about Trump, but I'm going to choose a path of respecting him because he is our president. And I should have never shamed anyone else for their choice of supporting our president. Because you turned around, Snoop, and you did the same exact thing. So you just can't have it both ways. You feel me? Like, I really feel like you have to apologize. You have to apologize. People like, why should Snoop apologize? Because, guys, he made people feel a certain way about doing an inauguration. And guess what? He caused some people to get canceled with his words.
So, yeah.
He owes them an apology. Other than that, I respect his choice. Other than that, I respect his choice. Now, I spent 10 minutes on that topic. We're moving along because I don't like to get too deep into politics, because politics is something that no one is ever going to agree on. But I felt like I had to touch on this because, Snoop, if you were going to do what you're doing, you should have said, listen, I apologize to everybody out there who came before me and decided they was going to do his inauguration, and I dismissed them, or I tore them down, or I made them feel some type of way. I was wrong. All right. So, guys, last show, I had touched on, well, moving along, last show, I had touched on some issues that I had seen on social media, and this was about women holding themselves accountable. So I really want to touch on this again, because unfortunately the last video was echoing really bad and you couldn't really hear anything. So let me bring up this, what I've seen on, here we go. Let me give this on a big string, y'all. So listen, guys. So yesterday I put out a video, and the video quality was horrible, okay? But I'm going to touch on this. So we're holding ourselves accountable, and I'm holding you guys accountable when I see this BS online, women folk and men folk alike, okay? This is the only way we get to growth. Accountability, accountability, accountability. So listen, guys, I came across this post on Facebook, and the post reads, I miss when men went to war and died. Now a woman posted this. A woman posted this, and it made me feel some type of way because it had 291 shares and over 169 reactions. Mind you, that's the number it had when I first seen it. I don't know what the numbers are today. But listen, I was disappointed because most of the reactions was laughing emojis, heart emojis, and the like button. Women, how could you feel this way about men that you want to love you? See, the issue that I'm having is we have so many women folk out here crying and whining about men not loving them or being in love with them. But yet, this is the type of stuff that they post. Where is the protection for our men at? Because men need to be protected from women like this. Women like this have no class. They have no integrity. They have no morals. And a woman like that who think like that, post something on social media like that, is a dangerous woman. She is dangerous to your life, to your health, to your mental, to your overall well-being. But this is my thing. How do we claim we want men to love us, want to dine us, and treat us right, and we don't even wish life on our men? We wish death on them. Like, I can't believe that this is an actual thing. When you think about it, it's very sad. It's very sad. Because who's out here fighting for these men, standing up for these men? I swear, men have no safe space out here. And being a woman, women are going to come try to tear me down, bash me. Pick me, pick me, pick me. That's what they're going to call me. But I'm standing on business with this. And the reason why I'm standing on business with this is because I'm from an era where we prayed for our men. We prayed for our men. When our men went to work, we said a prayer for them. When they were on the drive home for work, we said a prayer for them. When we knew they was off in war, we said a prayer for them. We said a prayer for them when they were sitting next to us in church. In every aspect of our life, we prayed for our men. And now we live in a society where we curse our men, because this is basically cursing men. You're wishing death on a man? She literally posted, I miss when men went to war and died. And now I'm going to say this, and I said it in the last video. This is some BS that women are bred to say. they're raised to think like this. Women are raised to believe that only they matter. The man in the relationship does not matter. If you think about it, what have we always heard? There's a saying that says, happy wife, happy life. Well, if your husband is not happy, how do you have a happy life? I can't imagine living in a home with my man, my husband, and I'm the only person to walk around there happy and smiling, and I'm living my best life, and he walking around miserable and sad, and he just don't know what to do with himself because he's breaking himself day in and day out to make me happy. What type of relationship is that? And why were women bred to think that way? That is a closed-minded way of thinking. I want women folk to sit back and think of it like this. If my spouse and I are both happy, we will have a successful marriage and a successful household. Because that's the only way I can see for both of y'all to be happy. And I'm telling you, this mindset that women have is crazy. But I am appreciative because there was someone who commented on the post and she said, I would watch what I say on this app. You will be missing your bullshit job next. Because really, no, really. But I just can't believe this was a thing that people go to Facebook and say, and people laugh. But the sad part was, it was women. Women. I thought we wanted men to love us. I thought we wanted two-parent households, marriage, and all the stuff that comes along with it. I thought we wanted to be in love, to feel special, and all of those things. See, the thing is, there are so many women out there who want that. But unfortunately, men come across these type of women. And then when they come across these type of women, the women who are out there willing to love them, willing to pray for them, willing to lift them up, willing to be understanding, willing to walk through their season with them. Those are the women that they pass by because they're damaged by these ain't shit ass women. We're going to say these are some ain't shit ass women. Now, I try to be positive, but those are the type of women that accountability could knock on their front door, write a check for they ass to cash, and they still would miss the opportunity to hold themselves accountable because they'll always duck being accountable because in their mind, accountability means they failed. Accountability means you have to look yourself in the eye and figure out why are you doing the things that you're doing. But this is the thing. Accountability is not a bad thing. Holding yourself accountable in your life can lead to so many different things. I just want you guys to know that. Holding yourself accountable can lead to growth. It can lead to other doors opening up for yourself. It can lead to you having some aha moments. It can lead to more self-love. It can lead to you having more morals in life. When you hold yourself accountable, you look at your mistakes and you say, hey, I've been here before. I don't want to travel down this path again. Because once you travel a path and you know it's a tumultuous path, you're going to say, if I have to walk this path again, I'm going to note all the danger spots. And I'm going to do it right the second time versus the first time that I did it. Because you'll have some knowledge. Accountability is having knowledge. That means you're aware of your flaws. That means you have a chance to fix them. Why are we dodging this, guys? This is where we have to dig deeper. And we may have to seek out help. Excuse me, guys. You may have to seek out help. There is nothing wrong with asking someone for help. See, the problem is there's a lot of people out here suffering, and they're suffering due to their own selves because they let their pride get in the way and they let their ego get in the way. And they said, why would I want help to change, to be a better version of me? Or some people get stuck and they only think that there's nothing wrong with them or their behavior. And the fact of the matter, it is. Holding, if you think deeper, because this is what I want to do, guys. I want to provoke some deep thoughts within yourself, some deep, deep thoughts. I want you to dig deeper and think deeper. Like I said, why am I doing this? Why am I displaying this behavior? Because usually it's some trauma behind our behaviors. And when you hold yourself accountable, you give yourself an opportunity to explore you. There's nothing wrong with exploring you. I'm a flawed human being, guys. I'm still learning stuff about myself. I'm still making poor decisions from time to time. But when I notice that I make them, it gets me to a place where I says, oh, you know what? This was definitely the learning lesson that I needed. Because I'll never do that again. And now I understand why I made that behavior. And then it also, when you have familiar feelings, like holding yourself accountable, when you hold yourself accountable and you had growth from the situation and you feel that familiar feeling, you say, oh, no, I felt this before. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not about to settle into this role. I'm not about to allow this to happen in my life. I am about to walk away from this negativity or whatever it is that is going on in me. You guys don't even understand how powerful we are. And you become more powerful when you don't need others to hold you accountable. Because when you recognize your flaws and your mistakes, you self-correct. You self-correct. You say, oh, hold on, let me adjust this. Oh, this don't feel right. Let me adjust this. That's what holding yourself accountable does. But then sometimes we make mistakes and we do things and we have to apologize for those things. And I want you guys to know that apologizing is not a sign of weakness. Apologizing is a sign of growth and understanding. And apologizing can be a powerful tool. I don't know where to apologize. We ain't doing all of that. But when you know you're wrong and you know you need to come and say, listen, I apologize if this made you feel some type of way. That's growth. And it's going to make you feel better. Because the apologies at the end of the day is really for you. It's really not for the other person. I mean, it's for them to feel better. Because you want them to recognize that you hear them and you see their pain. But the apology is for you to fix yourself. The apology is for you to learn better to not do this again. So that you'll never have that person in a position again where they need an apology from you. Now, we're all flawed. We're all human. We're going to say that. So we're going to make mistakes in life. But there's some mistakes that are so avoidable. There are some mistakes that happen that is just not necessary. And those mistakes can close doors, tarnish family relationships, friendships, tarnish work relationships. There's just so many things that can happen. So before we close out, I want you guys to know this isn't a look at me. Guys, I have a speech impediment. I tell people that all the time. But let me hold myself accountable because I still have not taken the classes to fix it. Because I figured I'm a grown woman. I ain't about to go to speech classes. You're going to get what you get. Okay? But that's not me being accountable though, right? But I know it. But that's something I have to work on. And let me be very clear. You're not going to get over some stuff in 24 hours. You're going to have to work on some stuff. It's not going to be an instant fix. So I want you guys to understand that. So the things that I'm saying to you, I don't want you guys to think it's going to be an instant fix because it's not. You're going to have to work on it. But I'm saying that there's nothing wrong with working on it. It's some things that's going to make you feel insecure about yourself because you're going to question why you do this. I don't want you to beat yourself down to the point where you're insecure. I want you to lift yourself up and say, listen, I'm amazing because I'm looking into fixing this. I'm looking into why I'm the way I am. And you're taking action on it. That's brave. That's brave. It's brave to look yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, hello, I'm flawed. Go through this day. I do this, guys. I'm not going to hold y'all. I look in the mirror and I say, okay, Lord, you're flawed. But that's okay. It's okay to be flawed. And sometimes you may want to cry. I'm telling y'all, I just got an emotion. I almost cried. Because look, Lord. Okay, Lord, because I need to do better. And for all you guys who aren't spiritual, just say your name. Okay, Countess. I need to do better. It doesn't matter. It is okay to be flawed, guys. But it is important for us to take the reins and fix our lives. It's our duty to do this, guys. It's our duties to us. It's our duty to us, not duties. It's our duty to us because I want to push self-love. I want to push motivation. But all of that stuff is nice. And all of that stuff is sweet. Because everybody want to push self-love and motivation, but no one's pushing accountability. And in order for us to get to those other levels, we got to hold ourselves accountable. But listen, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. But I want you guys to know that you have so many tools in your arsenal that you can use. Educating yourselves, seeking after counseling, speaking affirmation to yourself, working on you. These are things that pushes us and elevate us to the next level, guys. Reading your good book, meditating, taking a walk in the forest, going fishing, drawing, kayaking. These are all things that we may need to do to have some self-reflection. So I don't want you guys to be thinking like, oh, I'm just going to punish myself. No. Because when we're doing these things, guys, we're in a safe space normally within ourselves because we're enjoying ourselves. And I want you guys to take and say, you know what? I am not the person I used to be. And I am thankful that I'm here in this moment being a better version of me than what I was yesterday. But sometimes I mess up and I am flawed and I'm not a great human sometimes. But I'm going to keep on elevating and I'm going to get there. Because all it takes is one thought that can shift the whole dynamic of your life and how you see yourself. And that thought can be, I am imperfect, I am flawed, and I will work on this daily. But I love me, I love life, and I am going to make it. Accountability does not put you in a box that you can never come out of and you cannot open. Accountability puts you in a space of endless possibilities. I want you guys to remember that. I love you guys. This is your girl, Miss Accountress. It has been real. Make sure you guys hit that like, share, and subscribe button. And remember, accountability is on you. And it's a way for us to grow. So Let's hold each other accountable, guys, because we're not just holding ourselves accountable. We're holding the people in our lives accountable. Because, hey, listen, each one teach one. Remember that. Each one teach one. But this has been your girl, Miss Accountress, a.k.a. Miss Accountability. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys go over there and hit that like, share, and subscribe button. And listen, we all we got. Love you guys. Until next time.